Okay. Okay. Relax. You're just coming back to campus after a long time gone. You can do this. You're okay. You faced worse. Puberty, that lame-ass senior prom, learning how to drive. Ugh. Discovering why people were dabbing on the haters. You got this. You got this. Oh, is it chilly out here, or is that just me? Huh? No, thank you. Your hands will get cold if you give me your gloves. Besides, my hands are pretty warm in yours. I know, right? I didn't really think I'd ever get to hold your hand either. Your skin is really soft. How am I feeling being back on campus? It feels weird. I know people are looking at us, and I know they probably pity me, or thinking that now my crew is not around, I'm an easy target for revenge. Cowards by nature get their asses kicked easily, you know. I know they think you pity me. You don't, right? This is real, right? I mean, I know I would deserve it. I've been an absolute dick to you for years, but you wouldn't play me like this, right? Oh, thank God. I won't lie. If all of this ended up being a sick joke, despite me deserving it, I do think I would end up joining my friends in hell. I wouldn't be able to handle it if you left me. Sorry, no, it's just, I keep hoping that I'll see them here, you know? Just casually hanging out at the cafe, about to text me to meet them on the roof, or see them at the end of the day, believing they were gone, and they'd yell, "Gotcha, idiot!" And I'd laugh. We'd laugh, and then we'd... Thank you. You've been at my side for 6 months now. I feel I should get you, like, I don't know, an anniversary gift or something. Maybe a medal. I mean, shit. Getting me to come back onto campus definitely deserves an Olympic-sized medal. I do appreciate it, though. I appreciate you so much. Come here. At least let me hug you. Hey. Look at me for a sec. I need to say something to you, okay? I'm sure there are better places than a campus hallway, but I really need to say this. Look, after all these months, I've gotten to really like having you with me. And these last few months and the dates we've had have assured me that
that I really don't know what the future holds for us, but it would be so great if you were in it. That's because I love...
Wow, really? That's your rebound?
Excuse me, who the fuck are you? That's your ex? The one that cheated on you with your childhood friend?
Wait, I thought Danielle was. Oh, yeah, that's my mistake, sorry.
But this train wreck is your mistake.
Try a drunken mistake. I told you that over and over again, and you still fucking blamed me. You just dumped me right then and there, too. And for what? To go after this used piece of ass? Wasn't she your high school bully?
In case you can't tell, sweetie, this is college, not high school. Or are you so much of a slut that you can't tell where you are anymore?
That's... Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, that's right. I'm sorry. How insensitive of me. You must have spent so much time under other guys' desks that you aren't able to recognize what year it is.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Keep up, honey. I don't repeat myself. To answer your question, yes, I was their bully. Yes, I am their rebound, happily, of 6 months. Yes, I was and am shitty, and I know I was and am shitty, and I've apologized for it. You, on the other hand, fuck, you have no idea what you gave up, do you? This nerd here is beautiful, smart, kind, and they put up with so much of my shit and still helped me when I was at my lowest. You gave all of that up for a drunken, half-night stand and a possible STD.
I told you, that was a drunken mistake. I hardly knew what was happening.
Yeah, no, I saw the video, chickadee. You and that shitbag were clearly wearing each other like a summer dress and sucking each other's faces off like you were out of oxygen. Didn't seem like you were all that drunk or all that sorry. And judging by the state of your knees, you're still not sorry.
That was...
Look, sweet pea, we can still smell the other guy on your breath. Do us a favor and just leave us alone, okay?
No! I want to talk to them. They've been avoiding me for months now.
They were helping me after my friends fucking died.
And that's my problem. Why? I don't care about a bunch of dead drunks. Go die in your own car crash and let me talk to them in peace.
Babe, no. I've got this. It's been months. I can handle this one.
Babe? You're calling them babe? Where the hell does a trashy goth get off calling them?
Listen to me, you dollar corner slut. I may not be as smart as this tall drink of water over here, but even I know that demanding your ex to be at your beck and call while they're suffering is bullshit. They've been on campus this whole time, and not once have you even come up to say hi. So, why are you here now, Did you just, I don't know, get jealous seeing us hold hands? Does the little kitty not like her property being humped on?
I'm not jealous. It just confuses the hell out of me that they decided that you were the better option, seeing as you used to fucking torture them. Whatever. If you want to crawl into her arms and be abused more, fine. I guess being pathetic isn't something you grow out of, is it?
You have a lot of nerve calling me pathetic, when I know you were lying on your back for the business professor just last week because your grade dropped. I bet his pants didn't even drop that low.
How do you think I got this little fucker wrapped around my finger the first time? If I'm a slut, then that nerd is a slut lover.
The fuck did you just say?
Yeah. Come on. Lay me out, thickums. I'll relish seeing you kicked out of college.
Fine by me. College just looks good on a resume. It's not necessary to survive. Unlike you, I actually have skills to pay my bills rather than being everybody's mattress for a few bucks. What's up, babe? Okay, I'm lending you an ear. What's up?
Really? That's so naughty.
But hey, what baby wants?
What are you doing letting them pick you up like that? Hey, don't wrap your legs around their waist. What's wrong with you?
They wanted me to give you a demonstration of what goes on in the sheets back home. They love to push me against the wall like this while I hold on to them like this. Arms around their neck, my legs wrapped around their waist. If it weren't for all these clothes, you would get to see just how connected we are. Oh, and how we'd love to show you how we get freaky and sweaty. But this double standard YouTube platform will demonetize me. So, instead, I'm going to kiss them so hard they don't even remember your name. If you want to hang around and watch, go for it. But I'm not sharing.
You're going to regret this!
Is she gone? Cool. Mwah. Wow. I'm seeing fireworks. More kisses? Cool.
Wow.
Wow, 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 wow. If I get those kisses every time, I'm good. I'm going to be good the rest of my fucking life, I promise. Hey, let me bring that pretty face down a bit. There you are. Damn, I was right. You really are beautiful. Oh, fuck it. I'm shooting my shot.
Will you please go out with me? Oh, thank God. I'd been panicking for months now. Since we went to the movies. So, we're together? Officially? Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Wow.
Oh, what was I going to say earlier before the asshole showed up? Well, I was going to say I love you.
You love me too? Oh shit, I guess I am the luckiest woman in the world then, aren't I? I know it's my first day back, but do you maybe want to skip and just chill? Cartoons and pizza sound amazing. My sweet, beloved, fucking nerd.